following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Dick's Sporting Goods celebrates National Runner's Month throughout the month of May. So now is the time to re-energize your love for running by finding a new route, signing up for a race, and buying some fresh running gear. Dick's Sporting Goods has all the top technical running brands: Brooks, Saucony, Asics, Mizuno, Nike, Under Armour, and more. Plus, visit us at dsg.com/run4 to watch true stories about inspiring runners and the reasons they run. Every season starts at Dick's.
Listen up, my friends. This commercial's got some real stopping power. This May, NAPA is offering up to a $50 mail-in rebate card with a purchase of qualifying brake products. NAPA brakes are built to the highest quality standards and designed to improve stopping in all conditions, so you can stop on a dime, rain or shine. So hurry, or should I say stop, into your local NAPA Auto Parts store or Auto Care Center. Visit NAPA online for details. Offer expires 5/31.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Damon Day, co-host today. What's up, man?
Tiger Woods is a liar.
What do you think of that? I want to get your take right off the get-go, because I've read the stories, and if anybody doesn't know, some marshals accused Tiger Woods of having no character, that they never said that Sergio had hit or whatnot, and I wanted to get your take.
I don't care. Here's the deal. And again, it just depends on which side of the dynasty you're on. Hate the Yankees, love Tiger Woods. Wouldn't seem right. But some people love some dynasties, some people hate others. Okay? I'm not a Los Angeles Lakers fan. I am not a New York Yankees fan. I think pretty much you can say New York and L.A., not a fan of any of their teams. You can root for the Clippers because really how long, they weren't even really a team. So they got, you know, Blake Griffin, and it's, so maybe that would be one team. I like the Dallas Cowboys. I know people hate the Dallas Cowboys. So people either hate or love Tiger Woods. There's not a whole lot of middle ground there. Either they don't want him to ever make a cut, or they want him to blow by Jack and keep winning every tournament that he's in. I am a Tiger fan, always have been. I like the emotion. I like, if you want to call it subtle, not subtle, but a little bit of cockiness. I think it's more emotion than it is cockiness. But as he's grown, it is, if you want to do something about it, then beat me. And it frustrates a lot of people, including Sergio Garcia. They've shown the replay. Here's my take on it. I mean, the final. They've shown the replay. Sergio is a baby.
And I didn't see Sergio replay. Was it during his swing?
No.
Okay.
They showed real time. I saw this over the weekend when this all came up on Sunday. They were talking about, no, it would have been on Saturday because they had to finish on Saturday morning their round. They show real time. Okay, they keep saying that Tiger could have looked over and seen. Okay, maybe he could, but let's remember, Tiger's in the left trees. They're clearing people out of the way.
Little alley.
He does not have a clear view of where Sergio is.
Could you hit the ball when they make that little tunnel?
Oh, hell yeah. I'd hurt some people.
But have you ever thought about that as a golfer?
I mean, they make that. People want to be safe. What are you stand right there?
What are you doing? I mean, they're giving that guy. I mean, I understand they're pros, but they're giving those guys like 3 yards on both sides going forward.
I feel sorry for Sergio because you know what? I think he's also good for the game. You need him on the other side. He is this generation's Colin Montgomery, and I find myself now kind of pulling for Colin Montgomery to do something good. I mean, in his upper 40s, when he had never won a major, he was there a couple of times. You know, I wanted Phil to win the Open, but I didn't. I'd rather had Colin than Retief Goosen when he hits it off the tents. I mean, and that's where Sergio is right now, and I know he's frustrated. He's not even to the Phil Mickelson level. He's not to the level of a lot of guys, yet he's a very good golfer. And as I said on the show when we briefly talked about it yesterday, on 17, Sergio Garcia did not choke on 17. He was trying to win the golf tournament right there. He didn't want to go to a playoff with Tiger Woods. He knew that he could hit that shot. He just didn't hit that shot. And if you want to call that choking, fine. Tiger, he really bailed out on 17 and was still able to find a way to make par. But that's, in my mind, what Sergio was doing. I am going to try and make birdie here on 17.
I think if he, as a golfer, I mean, Sergio's shot's three paces short. The kids stepped up there, the rookie, and hit the same shot that Sergio was trying to hit. And his landed the 3 paces farther, kicked up, and ran to where it was at. So I agree with you. Sergio tried to go get it. He didn't just, like you said, I think he still didn't want to go to a playoff because he didn't want to play Tiger Woods in a playoff. But I think it's even a more of a sign of the scrutiny that Woods is under nowadays. Start with the Masters. Every word he says, and I think sometimes Tiger gets caught in the, he just makes a flippant comment that's not, you know, he's not thinking. He just kind of says something, but he's such under a microscope now that everything, because I truly think, you know what, someone told him, or I mean, if you've been to a tournament, There's 900 people that look like they're official. You know what I mean? There's a score. There's official score. There's a guy carrying a rake. There's all the things you don't see. I truly believe that Tiger asked somebody if he hit, and somebody said yes. Was it the marshal? Was it somebody? I don't know who, but I don't think Tiger just makes that up. But again, he makes just a flippant comment that I checked to see if he hit. Someone said he did. I think Tiger's more guilty of, wow, every word, whether, you know, it's every word that he says now is, you know, did you mean putt or did you mean putts? You know, I mean, it's a one-letter thing with him nowadays. What's that inference of? Did you double hit it on your putt? And that's the thing that I'm saying with Tiger Woods is I don't think, I mean, first of all, Johnny Miller, oh my goodness.
Here's the fork. Let me draw the fork.
Oh, Johnny Miller. Who is Johnny Miller? I mean, seriously, can we not find somebody better than Johnny Miller to talk? Or is Johnny Miller just on there to aggravate the golf fan? Because I went back. I actually Wikipedia'd it watching on Sunday with my brother-in-law. Johnny Miller's won like one major. Was it one, I think? And a handful of tournaments, maybe. But that guy. And Faldo, I mean, you can be Sir Nick Faldo or whoever else. You're not that good either. You know. And so I guess their job is to talk about it, but they talk about it in this holier-than-now, talking about what like the rookie needs to do or whatnot. I'm like, man, that rookie is doing a pretty good job of getting around Sawgrass right now where the 99% of them people wouldn't even be able to hold the club still with the nerves. So I do love watching golf on television. I don't know why. It is just such a, you know. And now the U.S. Open in Marion.
Coming up next month.
Is he going to get it?
No. We'll have maybe the British Open, but I don't think U.S. Open. And that's a month away. We'll have coverage of both those events right here on ESPN Radio. It's, again,
Look at me. I'm even lobbing up segues now.
What?
Well, I'm maturing as a radio journalist.
It's about time. Roger Matheson is going to join us here in a little bit, our next segment, to talk state track. We're going to preview that. We've got state track, state tennis, district golf. It's all going on. Golf at two spots in Grand Island today, at Riverside and at Indian Head, and then also down at Cambridge for some of the Class D golfers. So that's all going on. State tennis begins on Thursday. That goes Thursday, Friday. And I guess before we leave the golf segment here, I did want to mention that if you're always looking for maybe a golf outing, a golf tournament, help out the Yanny Heritage Park Foundation on Friday, May the 31st at Meadowlark Hills. It is a four-person, 18-hole scramble, and you can find out more by contacting Meadowlark Hills or call 234-2222. This is the Yanny Heritage Park Foundation four-person golf scramble at Meadowlark Hills. Starts at 11 a.m. on Friday, May the 31st. Deadline is Wednesday, May the 29th, so don't let Memorial Day make you forget about this, so get registered today. Interesting tweet I saw, and again, I'm one of those people that I'll see the tweets on Facebook, still not on Twitter. Interesting point made last night. We knew there'd be a big crowd for the state soccer championships. Estimated crowd, 8,200. Class A final, which was epic. 1-0, Omaha South, I guess, very well played. Class B, outstanding. Last minute, South Sioux City beats Omaha Scut. 8,200, largest crowd to ever watch a high school soccer game in Nebraska history. The Class A state football championship drew 7,200. Should we read anything into that?
For the average fan, no. But I think it just shows that soccer is now starting to make its way into the American scene. I mean, I think it's the same. Let's face it. Outside the United States, there's nothing bigger than soccer. It's the world's biggest sport. I think it's just starting to come to America, and we're starting to see pockets or specific instances to where it is now becoming a big deal in America. Now, for me, just the average fan, once Kearney got eliminated, I quit paying attention. So I couldn't even tell you who was playing the final.
And the Class A final did
both have, schools were from Omaha.
Yeah, for soccer, but and they were also from Omaha for football. The difference was, obviously, the football games played at Memorial Stadium, and all the student body would have had to travel. But I guess I don't remember that if you were in the student body, you would have found a way to get there if you cared at all.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me that there are more student body members that are interested in football or interested in soccer than they are football.
But Omaha South's first as well, correct?
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of it also has to do with Omaha South. When you look at their athletic programs from top to bottom, this was something to go get behind. This was a big deal. This was probably their first run in a long time at a state championship, a true state championship game. I don't know the statistics. I don't know the statistics on how many state final games that Omaha South has been in lately, but
there you go.
I mean, I think it's probably more of a testament to Omaha South getting behind their soccer program than it is soccer is now going to overtake football in the state of Nebraska.
Yeah, and probably Millard North has been in a few championships in sports. Omaha South, not too many lately.
And you know what? If I'm sitting at home last night with my kid in Omaha after the winter we had, and yesterday's weather the way that it was, guess what? Let's go to the soccer game. I'm not even a soccer fan, but let's just get outside and sit there.
How great would it be to be running district or state track today?
Yeah,
forget about it. 3,200 ain't happening. Forget about it.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of things that go into that before you can jump to say, but I will say that soccer is coming. And I don't know if it'll ever be – it's never going to be the biggest sport ever. I mean, every sport has their pocket of fans, and that's what makes American sports great across the board type of thing. I don't ever see us being – I don't ever see Super Soccer Saturday,
no,
you know, being the most watched television sporting event in the United States.
Irish Ken is irritated.
Oh, good.
Which makes most of us happy. But here's what Irish Ken says. The week has not started off good. Tiger Woods wins another tournament. He's a jerk. That's what he says. Orenthal services to irritate us some more. O.J. Simpson's been on the TV for trying to get a new trial. He's had transmission trouble. He says good old Monty gets a gold-plated walkie-talkie for his role in the President's Cup. And he says the only thing that can salvage this is let's hope the Kearney teams can do well in all the state championships over the next week so it will salvage the week. And Irish Ken, one thing that he forgot to mention here, you know, all the things that are going wrong, being the Irish Ken Notre Dame fan that he is, you didn't even mention Manti Te'o's ex-girlfriend being number 69 in Maxim's Hot 100.
That just goes you to show you how much Maxim has fallen off as a must-have.
That was all the deal there for about how long? 3 years? Would you give them 3 years? They were all the rage.
Oh, Maxim?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Oh, she's in Maxim. Oh, yeah.
Longer?
Yeah.
Was it longer?
Longer ago that it was a big deal. Now with media the way that it is and everything computerized and everything else and when I don't even do they even print the magazine anymore? Or is it just a website?
They print it. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back to talk with Kearney track coach Roger Matheson after this.
Your buds ditched you again this weekend. It's okay, buddy. Cheer up and head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's is a great hangout on the weekends. So watch live entertainment, meet some new friends, and you know what? If you pick up your phone and text Hams Live to the number 90210, that's Hams Live, all one word, to 90210. Cunningham's will send you your first cover charge for free. Now go have some fun at Cunningham's, located on 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage a policy from your phone, yeah. It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary, don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
An elite group of astro-scientists shrunk themselves down to study Little Caesar's amazing new deep, deep dish pizza. They are...
Deep Dish Explorers!
Hey, Ship, this is Ground Control. How would you describe the 8 deliciously crispy caramelized cheese crust corners of the deep, deep dish pizza?
Delicious.
Thank you, Spaceship.
Deep Dish Explorers!
Introducing the deep, deep dish pizza. Hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 p.m. Just $8 for a large, only at Little Caesar's.
Pizza, pizza.
Participating location.
Sunny skies continue across the area today with a spotty shower storm possible this afternoon. Highs reach about 96 with a southwest wind of 10 to 20. Tonight there's a slight chance for a storm with a low of 57. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 88.
Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone and I borrow. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Duck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Sometimes I just like to let the music play. The nation's top basketball, high school basketball player, has committed to Kansas this morning in Andrew Wiggins. So there's a crazy one there. Big Ten athletic directors are meeting in Chicago over the next couple of days. And if you read Lee Barfnick's column today, and he makes it's spot on. We've talked about it. The Big Ten has got to be looking at changing their college football bowl games. They've got a good basis of New Year's Day games, but they got into a Big Ten versus SEC, and they all play at the same time on New Year's Day, which really limits your visibility out there to the general public that wants to watch these games. So they're going to try and see what they can do about that, and maybe get rid of a couple bulls and maybe go west so they can go out to the West Coast, maybe play another one in California, since the Rose Bowl is the only one that they've got out there. I would bet Nebraska's kind of pushing to maybe get out to California for another bowl game. I bet they would have to be one of those behind that.
I mean, when you're the Big Ten brand, you want to get out in those recruiting markets. Where are the recruiting markets at? They're in Texas. They're in California. They're in Florida. You want to get down into those areas so that you can get the recruits. And I think, without a doubt, the Big Ten would be doing their membership a disservice by continually only going to Florida or continually only going into the Southeast. Definitely get out west. I mean, there's some decent enough bowls. I mean, there's the one in San Francisco, the Emerald, or is it the Almond Bowl? Or I mean, there's some bowls yeah. out there. There's some second, third tier bowls that are going to be important. I just still haven't figured out where the bowls all fit in with the playoff system and everything else. I mean, I know they're not part of it, but is the bowls going to change now that we do have a playoff? I'll be interested to see, but I do like the fact that the Big Ten is trying to make their footprint as big as they possibly can and help a school like the Huskers continually showcase out on the West Coast doing some of those types of things. Because isn't that what you're trying to do, is promote your school during the bowl season?
And
I agree. You couldn't, you know, you're watching Michigan, South Carolina, trying to watch, you know, Nebraska. I mean, they did double up too much on their bowls, too much overlap. Because if you're not watching your favorite team, you're usually going to watch somebody who your favorite team played. You know, and so, or you're watching somebody from your favorite team's league. And really, to be honest, probably this day and age, people are watching it because it's football on TV. I mean, that's how big the game has become.
Well, I was just surprised to see a couple of those things, because the Big Ten is now east. I mean, there's nothing close to going west. I mean, Minnesota can't have a dog in the fight right now when you're talking football, and really Iowa can't either. So then you're talking everybody would rather be going. I don't care where you're marked. If you're playing in the east still, why would you want to go to New York City for a bowl game? No right. fun, no college football, no recruiting to say out there. You're there anyway. That's some of the talk. New York, Washington, D.C., couple bowls that way.
I think Washington, D.C. is a good one. I think it's a cool place to go. I think you get people to maybe go to a bowl game in D.C. just because it is D.C. We'll go to the bowl game. We'll go, you know, there's other things to do.
Yeah, well, let's find out more about we'll talk more about that. See how it all plays out. Again, nice article as Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald is out there. And speaking of Omaha, they're getting geared up and ready to go for the State High School Track and Field Championships. And we always like to catch up with the head coach of the defending champ, the Kearney Bearcats, Roger Matheson. Doug Duda and Damon Day with Coach Matheson on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm doing a workout here in the house, so I'm I'm used to doing manual labor. I'm going to have to change my ways. I actually have to sweat for once.
You're getting your workout in, so you're ready to go this week. What would happen if the kids had to go today? Then they can't possibly be ready for a hot day after this spring.
Well, you know, it's you know, like Damon says, we're all in the same boat, so it doesn't make any difference. It's doesn't matter if it's 40 below. Actually, the worst weather's better, because we wouldn't know how to act if it was decent this year. So.
Coach Roger Matheson, Kearney High track coach, joining us. Coach, let me ask you, because the track coaches that we've had on throughout the season all kind of say the same thing. When it got to districts and state, everybody would be where they needed to be. Do you think the Bearcats are, and teams that you're competing with, are they where they need to be going into Omaha?
Oh, we're not. I can tell you that. We had a couple of meets called off, so that's 25% of the season. And, you know, again, I guess we're kind of like everybody else. Urban fights, battles, and we've had some significant injury problems this year. You know, we had a kid vault 14.5 foot the first meet of the year and hasn't vaulted since. And the Kingsley boy who placed in the state meet as a sophomore, he has a bizarre injury in his hip, and he just couldn't come back. He tried to the district meet, didn't qualify, and Tim Smith missed over a month of the season. He's really a good distance runner for us. Didn't run a workout for over a month. And so, are we ready? No, we're not ready. But then, who is? But to be more specific about it, we qualified essentially everybody who we thought would qualify. And if we have a chance to make a run, we essentially have everybody there.
Let's talk about some of the athletes. And again, there's so many of them out there. But just over the weekend, going to some of the graduations, they're talking sprints and how Gillen is getting closer and closer. Let's start there.
I think in the sprints, you know, Papillion has one of the fastest kids, not only in Nebraska history, but in the United States. Kenzel Cotton is Curtis Cotton's son. If you're a Nebraska football fan, you remember Curtis Cotton. His son's a junior, one of the fastest kids in America. I always say that whoever has the fastest sprinter in the state, you know, is the team that's the favorite to win. Why? Because you start with 35 points. So, I think you know, they'll be very tough to connect with there. But we have a kid named Tyler Gillen who got third in the state last year in the 100 as a sophomore. And our sprint relay, we got second at the district meet, but we ran 42-1. How fast is 42-1? It's the eighth fastest time in Nebraska history. We got beat by Papillion, but they ran the second fastest time in Nebraska history. So in the sprints, to be quite honest, we're pretty solid. And Gilly is really a better 200 kid than he is a 100 kid, I think. And so if we can, you'll know a lot about how we're going to do, I think, after the prelims of the 100 and the 200 the first day.
Coach, I unfortunately, Damon Day here. The sprinters, I've only gotten to watch sprinters from a distance because I was never very fast. But I love.
Yeah, learn how to cheat.
I love the big guys. I love the throwers, and obviously our shot is doing very, very well this year in Class A. What are you looking for from the weights, from the throwers division side of things?
Well, that's pretty astute. We typically are a team that does well in a couple of different areas in particular, as you guys well know. And the weights, the distances have always carried a big load for us for obvious reasons, I guess. But, you know, right now we have the three best throwers in Class A in the shot, and we're 1-2-4 in the discus. Now, we're not so naive as to think we're going to go down there and go 1-2-3, 1-2-4, you know, 1-2-3. We're not completely deluded here. But, you know, if we can go in there, and just for argument's sake, you know, if we go 1-3-5, if you go 1-3-5, you know, then you end up with 40 in those two events. That's a lot of points, guys. And so our thinking is, and again, just because we say it surely doesn't mean it's true, but our thinking is if we can score 40 in the field and 30 on the track this year, you know, a year ago it might have been 50 on the track and 40 in the field. But, you know, people always ask me, what's the strength of your team? And I always say the same thing. They're waiting for me to say distance runners or the weights, but I think the strength of our team, guys, is our team. We try to field all the events, and so one year we're strong in one area, one year maybe a little bit stronger in another. We try to keep fielding all the events. But you're exactly correct. If we have got to hit it in the shot and discus, and if we do, you know, if we can hit with those kids, we'll be in contention. We feel that we have to score around 70. Now, last year we thought that we scored 98, but we. Thing just really worked out for us last year. I think the good Lord was shining down on us because we had a meet that we didn't really have the right to have. But the weights have got to carry a huge load for us, that's for sure.
We're talking with Roger Matheson, head track coach of the Kearney High boys. The girls, by the way, don't want to overlook them. They're doing a great job. They've got a chance to bring home a ton of medals as well. One other event, Raj, that always is exciting to watch is the pole vault, and Kearney has been pretty good in that. Right now, Grand Island with the Cahoy brothers are trying to set some records, but Snyder looks like he could get in there and get a medal for you.
Yeah, again, you're right. We qualified. There were 17 events in track, and we qualified in 14 of them. And, again, you know, we're always, you know, what coaches are like. We always have the hardest district. Everybody has a chance to place and go down there. It's kind of coaches speak. You know, that's not really true. You know, all of our guys do not have a chance to place down there. But I will say of the 14 events we qualified in, guys, really, we could place in every one of them. And Hudson Snyder, his brother was a two-time state champion for us in the discus. Hudson's not quite as big as what his brother was, but he's a sophomore, involved in 13-4, and right now he is, you know, they placed eighth in the state track meet. He's sitting in there, you know, a bit towards the bottom, but he definitely can place if he can vault, you know, 13.5 feet. One of our strengths over the years that everybody knows is depth. We're able to score in a lot of events. Now, I will say, if you go back the last 25 years, we've had more state champions and runners-up. We've doubled the second-place team. So, well, yeah, we've been a team of stars, too. I mean, I guess everybody knows that. But our depth, if you get a guy like you're saying, the ball, we've been traditionally good there. When we lost our kid at the beginning of the year, when he got hurt, it really hurt us badly because, you know, we were counting, you know, 6, 8, 10 right there. But Hudson can pick up the slack a little bit. He can definitely place for us. And so what we lost there, Phil Kreitzer, we were talking about the weights a bit ago, Phil has kind of come out, I won't say nowhere, but kind of out of nowhere. When we saw him as a discus thrower, but all of a sudden now he's throwing the shot 56 feet. So you lose a little bit in one area, but because you try to field all the events, you know, you can pick it up somewhere else. Again, it's no different than any other sport. If you have, sometimes you have pitching, sometimes you got hitting. You know, sometimes you got shot putters, sometimes you got sprinters. But you can't make a living out here in the sprints and hurdles. We've been fortunate, and as everybody knows, but there are certain places where we have to score. And the field events and the middle distances, we've got to score in those events. And then if you can come up with a Drew Anderson-type kid, we can come up with a Tyler Gilden-type kid. Well, our sprint relay this year, overused words, but, 42-1, the 8th fastest time in state history is fairly phenomenal for us. So if you can fill in the gaps with those people, you're fairly competitive. But I really think unless somebody really collapses, it really kind of boils down to four teams down there. And so we like our chances just because things have worked out for us well over the years. There's a reason why I think some people seem to have success down, other people seem to struggle. We'll just hope that we're not one of the struggling ones this year.
Coach, you're heading into it. This is not your first rodeo, but who's the teams that are gonna give you a fight, or who are the teams that, you know, are gonna challenge you as well? So who might be the dark horse that, you know, may, if they put a perfect meet together, might have a chance?
You know, that's I would say there's no doubt the four teams that going in appear to be the better teams. It would be Millard West, and again, when you're a gigantic school like that, as you well know, it's kind of makes a difference how many kids you have in your schoolhouse. But Millard West and Papillion and Lincoln Pius. Pius is not a team of – they're built differently than we are. Years ago, I was talking to Pius coach and their AD, and he's kind of a legendary guy in the state. We were talking about track. He said, Coach, we deal with quality and you deal with quantity. Well, that's not that, and he was saying it jokingly because obviously we would have quality too. But Pius would be a team who I don't think a lot of people looked at during the year because maybe they're not quite so good in invitationals. But again, as you well know, you have teams like Omaha Central would be a typical one that would do this. They would score 80 in an invitational, and they go to state meet and they score 70 because the kids are that good and they don't have a lot of depth. But I think those four teams I mentioned, and probably a team who's a dark horse, is Lincoln North Star. They have some kids who, not a lot of depth again, but some kids, if they hit it, those 10s add up a whole lot faster than the 2s do. So those would probably be the people. Are those the traditional powers? You know, I don't know who the traditional powers are in track. It seems like there's somebody's always trying to beat us, which makes us mad. So there's always somebody out there who probably comes on you're not expecting to do it, but you know, for us, again, it sounds canned, but for us, we tell our kids, you don't have to come up. I mean, just like the guy who comes up. Matter of fact, we're remodeling a house here, and I'm debating with my wife, my bathroom. I want to decorate with Mickey Mantle stuff. I got about 10 Mickey Mantle autographed pictures and some baseballs and stuff by him. And I think about Mickey Mantle. You know, when I was a kid growing up, you know, Mickey Mantle swatched the thing 7,000 miles, then pretty soon the second baseman, who's 5'2", 80 pounds, he's swinging for the fence like a softball player. I don't think you have to do that. I think if you go there, Hudson Snyder doesn't have to vault 14-6, you know, vault 13-6. You know, play within yourself. Get a lot, I don't sound like I'm preaching now, but just do what you're capable of doing and maybe ask just a little bit more. You don't necessarily have to be a home run hitter. You can contribute in a lot of different ways, and we have you guys probably are aware of guys like Luke McNick. Luke McNick's an aircraft carrier. I mean, he's our Mickey Mantle, if you want. I mean, he is a big hitter. But I think for us, if we just play within ourselves, you know, don't try and run the world's fastest 100. Don't try and throw the discus 250 feet. Do what you have to, what you do, and then let the chips fall where they may. And I think we'll be, if we can just do that, we'll be fairly competitive.
Well, let's get it on record before we wrap things up here, Roger.
Here we go.
I know track coaches and wrestling coaches are the two that can sit down and they can pencil that baby out all the way to eighth place in every single or sixth place in wrestling. They can take every point and figure it out. Where do you have the Bearcats? Everybody thinks you're the favorite. Do you and the kids think you're the favorite?
You know, I got to be careful how I word this because it will probably not sound good. But I think we start every year. People will come up to me, and they just assume we're going to do well. Is that a fair thing to do? I don't necessarily think it is. I would say last year, our team was a lot better than what we thought it was going to be. And quite honestly, this will sound kind of bad, but when the year was over last year after we won, I looked at this year, and there's no way we would have a chance to be in the position we're in. We've been fortunate because we've had some kids who really come on. And so I think for us, I truly believe that 70 is a magic number. I think if you can score 70 and get your 70, you're going to be pretty tough to deal with. Now, are there four teams that can score 70? Oh, yes, there are. Now, can we score more than that? Oh, yes, because we can score in a lot of different events. We could also score 40. You know how that goes. But I think that there are four teams that can do it. Is the first guy there, the team that's going to win? That wouldn't surprise me. So I think if you can... If you can get to that number, can we get to that number by what I see? Oh, yes, we can. Now, can somebody else score more than that? I guess they probably can. But at least we're in that position. We have a chance to do it. And, again, as you guys well know, being around athletics, I always go back to us in 1986, which is a different millennium, I know. And I think about the kids that we had. We went to state meet and we got fifth. I go, well, I must be Bozo the Clown. I don't know how we could possibly lost to state meet, because I thought we had really good kids. And so I looked at us, what we were doing, and I looked at our schedule. You know, we were winning, but unfortunately we were competing too much against the Sisters of the Poor. You know, we looked like we were really good. Unfortunately, when we got to the state meet, we didn't perform very well. And I've always blamed our coaching staff, meaning myself, that we should have done well because we were younger. Not that we know anything now, but we didn't last back in those days. But I think for us, the meets we go to, and the way we approach it, you know, as you would know, you guys would know, just being around it, it's an advantage to us. Is that going to make you a state champion? I don't know if I'd say that. But I think it certainly gives us an advantage, because by botching enough times over the years, you finally bumble into how to do things right sometimes. And so I think it's an advantage to us. I really think the old coach at Pius, here we go, Papillion back in the old days, who really was kind of godfather in a good way of coaching. He said to me one time, Omaha Central, he said, you know, the advantage you guys really have in track is you would come into our meets here, and your kids, you could just tell the air they had, they expected to do well. They expected to win. Now, is that true or not? I don't know. But that's what he said. He said, the problem we have now is when you guys come into a meet, our kids expect you to win. Now, does that mean that they're going to fall down for us? No, it doesn't mean that at all. But I will say, and I'm as bad as they get. I take people so much for granted, it's embarrassing. But I look at our kids and I think, oh, my gosh, look at some of the things they've accomplished. Like my wife says, too close to the forest to see the trees. So I think for us, our kids have the right attitude. You guys have been around. You know what it's like. We're pretty rigid in the way we do things. Pretty, I guess, like Damon, where they say old school micromanaging. When people tell me that, I think that's a compliment. And so I think our kids have the right approach to it. It's a professional approach, if you want to use that term. They'll get a lot out of themselves. I tell my coaches all the time this time of year, when in doubt is what to do, and Damon would know this, when in doubt is what to do, do less. Don't get in the way of your athletes. Because it still boils down to kids. I mean, but attitude and your approach, your demeanor, and I know we all talk about leaders, but and it's cliche, but it's true. I'm telling you, if you have the right type of temperament on your team, if you have the right kind of people who, here we go, but they set kind of a model for everybody else to follow. There's a way to conduct yourself. There's a way to go about things. I know a couple of years ago, one of my baseball players, track teams on a baseball team, and I think Mr. Day made a comment about guys walking around with their hats on backwards and sideways. Is that not a true statement?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, and you can say whatever you want about that. But to me, there's a demeanor, there's an expectation of kids that play out here and compete out here. You conduct yourself in a particular way. And that's an expectation. When he said that, he said, no, he said, Coach, I believe he's right, because there's a way you conduct yourself. There's a way you develop faith in yourself, confidence in yourself, belief in yourself. You have a temperament. You have an attitude. You have an approach. And I think many times, you know, UNK, in some ways, kind of like us, we're the 21st biggest school in Class A. What would make you think you have the right to be or can challenge to be state champion? You better have your act together. And it's just, I'll keep using the analogy of UNK, the new conference they're in. I mean, you better have it together, because I'll guarantee you, other people have other advantages. It doesn't do any good to whine about these people have this. You know, Omaha Central has more kids. You know, that's the way it is. And the MIA, is that what it is? MIA?
MIAA, yeah.
Yeah, MIAA. It's the same thing. And so if we're going to, I am preaching now, aren't I? it's just tough. I mean, when you're in a situation like we're a small school and you're facing those challenges, I don't care if it's wearing your hat on right or the way you get off the bus or where you stop at the rest stop and eat, those things all seem, I think, minor to some people, and they do see it as micromanaging, but we see it as we have got to do everything we can to give our kids a chance to compete and do well. And again, I keep talking baseball here, but I think the kids have faith in what we do. Whether it's right or not, I don't know. And just like you and Kate, kids have faith in Damon, okay? So what's it worth? It's worth something. Is it worth being the conference champion or state champion? I don't know about that. But attitude, temperament, your approach, it's worth something.
Well, you got somebody in your corner, Damon.
Hey, Coach Mathis is, what, the greatest track coach in Nebraska history?
Yeah.
I think I can take some words of wisdom and honored that he would be appreciative of some of the things we've been able to do.
He's grinning from ear to ear, Roger. His face is red. I think you've embarrassed him a little bit.
No, Coach, I wish you nothing but the best of luck this weekend and go home and bring us home another state championship.
I appreciate that. It's we talk, and I know. Hey, I heard Damon talking yesterday about he was talking about John McBride and talking about the graduation rates. At UNK, there we have a way of going about things here, and I won't say there's a right way and a wrong way. I think there's a right way and a wrong way, and we can be somewhat dictatorial, I know, but I think the town takes great pride in what we do. I don't care what it is. And you say, well, so does Shelton, you know, so does, I used to coach at Shelton, but so does Central City. I know everybody does. But I think, I tell my kids all the time, they get sick of my stories, I know. But years ago, I remember reading a book about the Panama Canal, and they were talking about it was the biggest construction project in history. There is no graft, no corruption, no overruns. And they're talking about how this could be. How could it be done so fast without anybody stealing money, without people doing things or unethical or whatever the case may be? And I remember a line from the book. The guy said it was the great pride that people took in what they did. And it always kind of stuck with me. You have to have a sense of pride, whether you're, Bob in the ninth and you're two runs behind, or you're in the mile relay and you're, I don't know, you're the fifth best team, you got to get second. Pride and having people behind. There's a reason why relay kids run faster. It's because you do things, like I'm babbling here, but you do things that the town is behind you, people are behind you. If they're not the track meet, if they're not the baseball game, it doesn't mean that they don't support you. When we go to the track meet, if I have a friend that's not there, I don't think, well, he doesn't like track or doesn't want to be there. No, I think, you know, we're all in the same boat here. And I don't want to say it's a battle. It's a good battle. It's a good battle because when you do something, you get a lot out of your kids. Damon can relate to this. When I was younger, you think, state championship, state championship, state championship. When you get older, things kind of change a little bit, maybe get them a better perspective. But getting a lot out of your kids, you can get fifth and succeed. And I know it's easy to say when you want as much as us, but that really is success. The best part of coaching is watching kids get better. It's the best part. And see how they take pride in what they do and watch them improve and see that it means something to them. It's the best part of it. It's not the winning. Now you're going to say, you guys win. I know, but it's still not the best part of it. It's getting better. And it's feeling like you did something good. Well, more Ken Locknell. There you go. Well, I'm a history teacher, a boring history teacher.
Love history. More good memories, more medals coming home for the Kearney Bearcats this weekend. Roger Matheson, always a pleasure to chat with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you get back to working at the house.
Yes, indeed. Matter of fact, I tell you, one of these days, Dame is there. You'll have to, we're in the process of moving. You'll have to come out and take a look at some of my sports memorabilia. I got lots of baseball.
I will be knocking on the door some night because I'm a big sports memorabilia guy, and I've heard you have quite the collection.
I have lots.
I will show him the catalog, Roger. I'll show him the catalog because I have it.
I'll leave you alone. But I appreciate you guys calling, and hey, we'll do well. You know, whether we win or lose, I don't want to sound like I'm blasé here, because we'll have it cranked up. And we'll have it ratcheted up, and our kids will perform well.
They always do. Hey, Rog, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck this weekend.
I appreciate you calling me.
Take care.
Thank you.
Roger Matheson, epic interview. Mostly him, but epic. Just talking about a variety of Kearney High track history. We went everywhere from Panama Canal to, of course, and then the aircraft carrier, Luke McNitt. He does like to use that term. He always has big hitters on his squad. And the thing is, he's got a lot of them.
I think that, I mean, when you look at his resume, wow. And that's all you can, I mean, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing the run of success and just the run of excellence that they have had. And that is, you know, something that's truly amazing. But I will agree that the Kearney community, like he said, they may not always be in the stands. They may not be physically at the meets or the games or whatnot, but this community supports, and I think the kids respond to that. I think the kids understand that they not only are running for themselves or their school, but they're running or playing for the city of Kearney, and I think that's what makes Kearney a very, very special place.
Well, it all gets underway Friday morning at 9 a.m. with classes A and C, and B and D, of course, will be later. Their session gets underway at 3 and 3:30 for the field and running events, and we will have updates all weekend long here on ESPN and our network of stations. Folks, speaking of success, Bruce Furniture has had it since the day they opened the door in 1977, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. And when they use the word customer, it's not in general terms. They're talking about you specifically when you walk through that door, or you see what's going on online, or you're talking to them on the phone, because they can get you whatever you need. Color, size, price range, the style that works for your home. Not your neighbor, not your sister, not your coworker, but you, their number one customer. It's just right for you. It's what they live by every day at Bruce Furniture. So whether it's a Serta mattress or a Lazy Boy recliner or something else for your home, your office, your apartment, maybe even out at the lake, you got the cabin to do some work on. For over 36 years, they've been taking care of you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and a little UNK baseball news after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
August 17th, 1987, Madison Square Garden, a day that will live in infamy.
For who?
Well, for anybody who wasn't in diapers at the time.
Okay.
On that fated day, I arrive at the Beastie Boys Run DMC show only to find out that it had just sold out.
Brutal.
Yeah, it was bad, but those days are long gone, thanks to StubHub. On StubHub, not only will you find great seats for the game, you'll find great seats for concerts, even if it's sold out.
Bet you wish you had a time machine.
Yeah, don't remind me. So get to StubHub, find out who's playing near you, and grab the seats you want today.
StubHub!
Racing along at 2 miles an hour in a drive-through car wash. Sure, Goodyear tires are built to face it. All that soap! But storm chasers also use Goodyear tires for tracking tornadoes and hurricanes and stuff! And everything we learn making tires for expert drivers inspires what we roll into yours. Would you seriously be okay with just car wash tires? Go to Goodyear.com and find out how to get up to a $160 rebate. Goodyear, more driven.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies continue across the area today with a spotty shower storm possible this afternoon. Highs reach about 96 with a southwest wind of 10 to 20. Tonight there's a slight chance for a storm with a low of 57. I'm Paul Tremblay. Right now it's 88.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with our Midtown Mark Cooler question. What do you make of Sergio Garcia hitting into the water multiple times on the 17th hole on Sunday? 47% of you said the pressure got to him. 29% said Tiger Woods was in his head. 24% said just bad luck. Which one was you? Which one did you say, Damon? Bad luck, Tiger was in his head, or pressure?
Oh, bad luck.
Bad luck. 24%. Yeah, I said Tiger was in his head because he wanted to beat Tiger on the 17th hole. That's what I went with.
Wanting to beat somebody will sometimes make you take risks that aren't necessarily great. And that's what the beauty of golf. Sergio did it for 70 holes. One swing, one miscalculation, and it's over.
It's rough.
And then after that, it was just...
Usually for me, it's like after two holes.
Yeah.
It all, sometimes not that long. But our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day, which team will win the Stanley Cup after that epic comeback last night by the Boston Bruins? Will it be the Bruins, the Kings, the Blackhawks, the Penguins, or one of the long shots that's still in the field? Which team will win the Stanley Cup? That's our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day. You can vote on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can also, of course, sign up for our Facebook, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. Keep up to date on the latest sporting news. Catch the podcasts of any of our high school sporting events. And, of course, the Doug and Daddy shows. If you missed the press conference yesterday for John McBride and our interview with Doug Christensen, the chancellor, and all that went on yesterday. We also talked to Ed Service, Creighton baseball coach, tomorrow or yesterday. You can check that out on our podcast as well. It's all on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Damon, you just lost street cred with saying that the bowls in San Francisco and the Emerald Bowl are good bowls. I think that's the same thing. There are only three bowls out west, Rose, Holiday, and Fiesta. They need more bowls with big conference teams against each other, not Toledo against Michigan State.
Point taken. I'm speaking on the fly here. I just remember seeing games at Pac Bell Park and
Seattle.
You know, games Seattle at Safeco or whatever. I mean, that's a very good point. I just think that for recruiting purposes, to have the ability to go west would be a big deal.
Let's talk about your little sport here. UNK first baseman / outfielder Brian Wiest is a semifinalist again for the Tino Martinez Award. What? No, not that Tino Martinez. The Tino Martinez that played for the Tampa Spartans. Started in 2010, goes to the most outstanding Division II baseball player. He is one of 41 semifinalists. The finalists will be announced on May the 20th, and then the champion, the winner after the D2 championships. Just some words. We've talked about Brian Wiest before, but that's still a heck of an honor for him, considered one of the top 40 players in the country.
Well done. Well deserved. You know, like I've said kind of all along, I mean, he put together one of the best offensive seasons not only in UNK history, but just in Division II college baseball history. You think about the five games that he got shorted, or the 11 games that he got shorted when the NCAA took away six games because they wanted our players' lives to be more balanced with the Life and the Balance Initiative. You know, there's 11 more games that he didn't get the opportunity to play, but well-deserving. You know how to get – just to be mentioned for a national award is a pretty big deal. I wish him nothing but the best of luck.
A lot of the information I'm receiving is that scouts are inquiring or have been here. Tell us a little bit with the draft coming up. He's hoping to have his name called. How's that process been going for
him? Yeah, he's by far the most scouted individual that we've had since we've been here. Him and Chandler Clutie were really high up on everyone's radar at the beginning of the year. Unfortunately, Chandler suffered some pretty definitive injuries throughout the year that didn't let him get the senior year that he wanted to have. But Brian really took advantage of the opportunity of his fast start, and scouts just kept showing up. And so I think they're called draft cards or draft questionnaires. I think he's got all 32 teams filled out one on him. That's when they're calling for medical reports and character references and all those types of things. So, you know, that's the most I've ever had in a player. I can even recall back to when Jabba was being courted to be a first-round pick. We didn't have that much traffic. And so I think when you have a hitter of Brian's abilities and not – it's harder to find out about Brian Weiss because he plays Division II college baseball. Not the ability level. It's just there's no TV, there's no anything like that. And so I think the fact that he's put his name even in the hopper to have the opportunity is just a great testament to the type of season that he had. And I think that, you know, we talked about as a coaching staff, it goes to show you how big baseball is in the MIAA. Because we've had guys put up very, very similar type numbers in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, but the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference unfortunately did not carry the same weight that the MIAA does. And so I know Brian is back in Texas now, working extraordinarily hard, getting his pre-draft stuff done, and I know that he had a workout with the Rangers today, and he's going down to Houston tomorrow, and then he's going to go. I think the Blue Jays are going to send him out to Arizona to work him out, and so he's got a busy week ahead of him. Someone asked me, well, why didn't he stay in Kearney? I was like, because we don't have a major airport, and he needs to be around an airport to, you know, we have a nice airport, don't get me wrong. But he needed to get back down to Texas to where he can easily get to some things and be around his parents, because there's going to be some decisions that have to be made sooner rather than later.
How many scouts actually were in Kearney, and how many of them are just emails, internet,
phone calls? I'd probably say about 25 scouts.
Wow.
Yeah, this isn't a phone it in or send me video type of order. I mean, these guys.
Brian Weiss.
It was amazing how many guys would come in, watch batting practice, watch maybe two at-bats, and they're on to the next kid. It's a cutthroat business, and so
congratulations, man.
Yeah.
Brian Weiss, we'll get him on the show.
He would be probably one of the more interesting interviews. My man's quirky.
We'll do that on a Tuesday. My
man's got some quirkiness to him, so I'd be interested to hear what he'd have to say.
Nebraska and Creighton play tonight at Omaha, 7:05 on 12:30 a.m. KHAS and Nebraska Educational Television. Hastings College softball, they were on the wrong end of a one-hitter yesterday. 6-1 loss to Oklahoma City. They will play in an elimination game again today at 3 against Freed Hardeman of Tennessee, who lost to Bellevue 3-2. They were up 2-0 in that game and lost that one. The Bengals have signed running back Rex Burkhead out of Nebraska after the weekend camp, and Lexington boys soccer coach Mike Zarate stepping down. Very successful soccer coach at Lexington. They've been to state the last 6 years. As we said, boys champions last night, South Sioux City and Omaha South. The girls championships tonight, Elkhorn South and Omaha Scutt in B, Millard North and Millard West in A. Final rankings for the boys, according to the Lincoln Journal Star, Omaha South number one in A, followed by Creighton Prep, Grand Island, Grand Island, Kearney and Millard West. And in Class B, South Sioux City, Omaha Scutt, Lexington was sixth, Hastings 10th. Congratulations to Grand Island and Hastings. They both received the Sportsmanship Awards last night. District golf coming up, but right now, it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. First correct guess answer to our trivia question with a $25 gift card to Troutman's.
No better time than to win this contest than this time of year.
Oh, grill is ready. Grill is ready. You just have to look at, you just lay it on the grill on a day like this and it cooks. It does it itself. Why not have the best? Let's go to our phone lines and start Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is old Todd from Johnson Lake.
Todd, how are you today, man?
Hey, man, I'm great.
All right, here's the question. We got state track coming up. State track starts on Friday. At the high school level in Nebraska, how many events are there at the state track meet?
17.
Oh, man! Todd, you're too smart. We thought we'd slide that by the first couple people. Dang it! Dang it! Well, you never know. Congratulations. Hey, hang on the line, and Jeff will get you set up here with your $25 gift card. Congratulations.
Thank you, Doug.
I'm flabbergasted. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Listen up, Gunny here. We're taking the Victory Challenge to the streets, and we are not doing it in some mamby-pamby way. Buy a 2013 Victory and ride the rubber off it. If it's too much for you to handle, just bring it back. It's the only bike guarantee in the world on the best bikes on the planet, Victory Motorcycles. Ride one and you'll own one.
Applies only to certain 2013 models. Not available at all finance programs. Certain charges not refundable. Other conditions and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for full details. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Listen up, my friends. This commercial's got some real stopping power. This May, NAPA is offering up to a $50 mail-in rebate card with a purchase of qualifying brake products. NAPA brakes are built to the highest quality standards and designed to improve stopping in all conditions, so you can stop on a dime, rain or shine. So hurry, or should I say stop, into your local NAPA Auto Parts Store or Auto Care Center. Visit NAPA online for details. Offer expires 5/31/30.
Some of Nebraska's finest high school athletes compete for state titles this coming weekend. Get live updates right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Friday and Saturday, presented by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Obermiller Seamless Siding, and Brian Jensen Clothing.
Sunny skies continue across the area today with a spotty shower storm possible this afternoon. Highs reach about 96 with a southwest wind of 10 to 20. Tonight there's a slight chance for a storm with a low of 57. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 88.
Well, Seinfeld.
15 years ago today, final episode of Seinfeld. How old are you to now? How old does that make you feel? 1998. I remember watching the final episode and then going to state track.
Wow. I guess I don't even remember Seinfeld on primetime. I only remember it in syndication.
Good God. How I feel old.
Yeah.
What was your show? You had to have a show.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, my God. Doug, due to Damon Day. I want to make sure you guys know that it is Damon Day. Beverly Hills 90210.
Hey, when you're socially awkward as a high schooler, you want to watch people being cool. And those people were cool.
Well, I guess that just, again, shows that I'm older than you. It would have been a different show for me. But, yeah, same circumstance. District District golf yesterday. More going on today. A1 at Riverside for Grand Island and Hastings. Got quite a few teams over at Indian Head at the C4. And then some Class D schools headed down to Cambridge at Cross Creek. Here's what we've got from yesterday. Top three teams, top 10 individuals go to state, which is next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. Class A at Pioneers in Lincoln. Class B at Jackrabbit Run in Grand Island. Class C at Highlands in Lincoln. And Class D at Meadowlark Hills in Kearney. And Kearney has qualified. They finished third in the A2 behind Lincoln Pius and Millard North. The B3 that was at Quail Run in Columbus was won by Aurora. Lucas Gross-Nicholas and Ben Gross-Nicholas of Aurora, they finished 1-2 to take home the honors. Ashton Graham of Adams Central qualified individually. The B4 out at Scotts Bluff, won by the hometown Bearcats, followed by McCook, and Holdridge pulls off a mini upset. They take home a third place spot, so they're headed to state. The C1 at Southern Hills, St. Cecilia wins it. Sutton finishes in second, the defending champion, and Elmwood Murdoch was third. Josh Merman of St. Cecilia, the medalist, with a 75. Now, I tried to scour the lines today. I was told that the outstanding golfer from Wahoo, Haley Teal, won the boys' district yesterday. She golfs at Newman, and so they don't have a girls' golf team. And the word was out, and I was not able to confirm that this morning, so maybe I should have been on Twitterverse, but that would have to be the first girl to ever win a boys' district golf tournament. Maybe a boys' golf tournament, period. So
Would you have qualified for state?
Oh, hell no.
With an average round?
No. Today?
Yeah.
Let's see. They had the C5 at Meadowlark yesterday. It would have taken an 82 to finish ninth. And on a good day, I guess it just depends where you played. At Kearney Catholic, Sam Summers was the medalist with a 73. Valentine won at Kearney Catholic second. Chase County beat Perkins County in a team playoff to take third. That's some pressure on you right there. Also qualifying, Hunter Quinn, Southern Valley, Josh Seal of Franklin. And the D2 at Indian Head yesterday was won by Fullerton, followed by Deschler and Heartland Lutheran. Blake Brumbaugh of Red Cloud, a 78, the medalist. Also qualifying individually, Clay Weber, Pleasanton, Sam Woolen, Wilcox, Hildreth, Trevor Myers, Axtell, and from Loup City, Brady Lewandowski and Austin Jacobowski. So that is where we are at with state golf. Taking Bubba fishing this weekend. It's a free fishing and park entry day on a Saturday. No. Is Bubba a fisherman?
Are yes.
You a fisherman?
Yes. I fish in Canada. I've never fished. I'm not a big fan of fishing in the lower 48. I'm a big time fan of going fishing in Canada. Do that for a week with my father-in-law and my brothers-in-law, and that's just an awesome, awesome trip. But if we get any time, Bubba's favorite thing to do is hit golf balls. I can literally just buy him his own bucket, and he will sit there all afternoon and just keep hitting and hitting and never wants to stop hitting golf balls. That's his kind of his thing to do.
Confirmation that Haley Teal did win the district yesterday. Here's another one for you. Back to kind of how you started the show with Tiger and Sergio. This comes from our friend Kevin, who says, here is what I think about the Tiger-Garcia feud and been posting on comments. Anyone that plays golf knows you should be careful when the others are hitting. The correct response would be, I'm sorry, I thought he was done. Not to lie about the marshals and throw in the comment, he is always complaining. He's a great player, but lacks character and integrity.
Well, I don't think that's in question, considering I think he is a known adulterer. So I don't think his care. I go back to the. I just watch him for the golf.
They don't like each other.
No, but I think Tiger Woods. I just watch him for the golf. I don't. My. Me being a fan of Tiger as a golfer has not. I don't approve of how he behaves sometimes or whatnot. But man, you got to admit he's entertaining as heck to watch on a golf course. And some of the things that he can do as a golfer is amazing. All this other character stuff and everything. I mean, let's face it, the guy's a sleazeball trying to rehabilitate his image and whatnot. And I did notice that they show a lot more shots of Lindsey Vonn rather than Elin. And I don't know if that's just because this is second girlfriend, or this is his, you know, this is his rehab of, you know, they always kind of respected his privacy with Elin, but now it kind of like,
well,
you blew the lid off
Lindsay's,
of that.
She's very familiar. People know who, I mean, right. She's familiar in front of a camera. She's comfortable in front of a camera. And yes, there is a lot of the National Enquirer type side to this too.
Right.
Oh, there's, she's here. Ooh, yeah. She's here. Oh my God. Tiger's going to first tournament. Tiger's won with Lindsay here. Oh!
Is it creepy how much they look alike?
Didn't notice that.
You didn't?
No.
That's just weird how she looks exactly like his ex-wife.
Oh, I thought you meant how she looked like Tiger.
No. No, I think it's
you
weird.
Think they look together like...
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because I even had someone who was a non-golfer watching TV with me going, what's Elon doing there?
No.
Yeah. So...
Must have been late in the night. Anyway, folks, we get you out of here with our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Thank all the folks that were with us on the show today and remind you that Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram has their hail sale going on right now. A slight dusting of hail over the last month is enough to make any car dealer cringe, but it does give discounts are substantial on many of the vehicles. Now, if it's a new vehicle, you get the regular rebate, the Midway discount, and the hail discount. Pre-owned vehicles get the Midway discount and the hail discount. Among the rebates on the new vehicles, 1.9% for 72 months with approved credit on every new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Only at Midway. You won't find that deal anywhere else. Check out the inventory online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, a better way. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. We've made it through the day. Anything else?
No.
Miami Heat one win away from making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. I know you're happy. And again, I just have to say to all the people that even brought it up after the Bulls won Game 1, shut up.
Oh, yeah.
I said there was no chance. There is no chance, okay? And it was proven again emphatically last night, holding the Chicago Bulls on their home court to 65. So I'm looking good with my San Antonio-Miami NBA final.
I guess I didn't even know who was playing.
When it comes to major sports, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Hey, tomorrow we're going to preview the national track meet with Brady Bonzel of UNK on our Loper Lake. Talk a little tennis with Ron Messbarger of Kearney Catholic. And, of course, more state track and getting you through the week. Recapping Nebraska, Creighton, Hastings softball, and a whole lot more. Damon, have a great day, sir.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow, folks.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.